It's Tuesday, June 9th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Barnabas Fund reports that Islamic terrorist groups killed 58 men, women, and children in Burkina Faso, Africa last week. The targets in these attacks were Christians. Also, Reuters reports that the Muslim Fulani herdsmen killed another 27, mostly Christians, in Mali last week. This adds to some 4,000 killed in Burkina Faso, Niger, and Mali last year. The National Bureau of Economic Research has announced that America is officially in recession after a 128-month run of debt-funded prosperity. The gross domestic product slipped 5% in the first quarter of 2020, and the second quarter is headed toward a 50% slip. The National Bureau of Economic Research is the official arbiter of recessions. And now brace yourselves, folks. As of yesterday, the World Bank forecasts a 5.2% drop in the gross world product in 2020. This recession will be, quote, the largest fraction of economies experiencing declines in per capita output since 1870, end quote. The World Bank's Global Economic Prospects report issued yesterday also announced that the nations most impacted will be those with a, quote, heavy reliance on global trade, tourism, commodity exports, and external financing, end quote. Ecclesiastes 6, verse 2 reminds us, a man to whom God has given riches and wealth and honor, so that he lacks nothing for himself of all he desires, yet God does not give him power to eat of it, but a foreigner consumes it. This is vanity, and it is an evil affliction. Homosexual Pride Month, typically scheduled for the month of June, has been canceled at the Pentagon. The Washington Blade noted that, quote, for the first time since certification of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the Pentagon won't host a celebration recognizing June as Pride Month, end quote. Apparently, it was COVID-19 that shut it down. And in the providence of God, about 500 homosexual transgender pride marches and other events were canceled for the summer due to the coronavirus pandemic of 2020. Last summer, over 5 million Americans marched in homosexual pride events, the largest of which were in New York, Denver, New Orleans, Washington, D.C., and Minneapolis. Speaking of Minneapolis, the city council there has voted to disband the city's police department, reports the Washington Examiner. That's despite $55 million worth of damages to 270 businesses by rioters. However, the city's mayor, 38-year-old Jacob Fry, still opposes the measure. After burning down the city's police station last week, the rioters demanded the police department be dismantled. In recent CNN, YouGov, and Rasmussen polls, President Trump's approval rating has just dipped to the range of 38% to 42%. That's about where George H.W. Bush and Jimmy Carter's first-term ratings were prior to their second-term elections, which they lost. On the presidential election poll, CNN puts Joe Biden ahead 55% to 41%. And the RMG research poll puts Biden ahead 47 to 37. The George Floyd protests have poured into Europe, resulting in 14 police officers getting wounded at the Black Lives Matter event in London on Saturday, according to Worthy News. Also over the weekend, 30,000 people showed up in Brisbane, Australia, 15,000 in Berlin, and 23,000 in France, per Euronews.com. Several hundred thousand protesters flooded the streets of Washington, D.C. on Sunday. Among the protesters, several hundred Christians were led by McLean Bible Church pastor David Platt and Pastor Tabidi Onyebwale from Anascosia River Church, along with Mormon Senator Mitt Romney of Utah, who marched in protest of the death of George Floyd. While all the protests have gone on over the last 10 days, another 10,000 black babies have been killed in abortion mills around the U.S. The abortion rate for African-American babies is almost 3 times the national average. Deuteronomy 1, verse 17 tells us that you shall not be partial in judgment. You shall hear the small and the great alike. You shall not be intimidated by anyone, for the judgment is God's. While millions protest and riot in the streets of America's largest cities, the majority of American churches remain closed. At least one survey of American churches, a sampling of 100 churches in Iowa, found that only 20% of churches opened by June 1st. The survey, conducted by the Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier, also found that only 1% of the churches remained open through the COVID-19 crisis. A Georgia State Trooper was asked to kneel in a Black Lives Matter protest. What was O'Neill Sadler's answer? Quote, "I only kneel for one person, God," end quote, according to a video of the moment which has been seen by 600,000 people on Twitter. In a follow-up to yesterday's Worldview newscast, a spokesman for former President George W. Bush is forcefully denying a Saturday New York Times article that alleged that the former commander-in-chief will not vote for President Donald Trump in the upcoming 2020 election. In an email to the Texas Tribune after the news broke, Freddie Ford, a spokesman for Bush, suggested that the assertion is totally false, reports The Blaze. Ford wrote, quote, "This is completely made up," end quote, noting that former President George W. Bush, quote, "is retired from presidential politics and has not indicated how he will vote," end quote. Jeff Elvis in Tarnu, Monrovia, Liberia, West Africa, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. He said, quote, "I'm first of all thankful to God Almighty for the Worldview in 5 minutes. I began listening to the newscast on Free Presbyterian Radio, 92.5 FM. I signed up for your daily email notification, which I listen to on my smartphone if I miss it on the radio. I live alone, but I'm quite busy. I'm a strong believer in Christ, working to impact blind people through computer science and technology. I'm also blind myself and a radio broadcaster by profession. Thanks again for your show, and I'll pray for more blessings from above," end quote. Toward our goal of raising $60,000 by June 31st to keep the Worldview in 5 minutes on the air, we're trying to raise $30,000 by this Friday, June 12th. Listeners have already pledged $19,930. Our thanks to our new donors, including Patricia in Beaverton, Oregon, who gave $15, and Nathan in Wilmington, North Carolina, who gave $20. We also appreciate Karen in Parma Heights, Ohio, Charles in Firestone, Colorado, and Brittany in Ferndale, Washington, each of whom gave $50. We're grateful for Diane in Glendale, Arizona, Dean in Moriarty, New Mexico, Ashley in Denton, Maryland, Erica in Littleton, Colorado, and Helen in Swansea, West Glamorgan, United Kingdom, each of whom gave $100. Praise God for Todd in Outlook, Saskatchewan, Canada, who gave $150, Ricky in Victorville, California, who gave $157, and Aaron in La Junta, Colorado, who pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $300. And finally, we appreciate the generosity of Michael in Estancia, New Mexico, who gave $500, Brian in Bayport, Michigan, who gave $522, Chris and Marnie in Derry, New Hampshire, who gave $600, and Thomas in Chugiak, Alaska, who gave $1,250. Those 17 donors gave $4,164. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. Our new total is $24,094. We are now $5,906 away from hitting our second week's goal of $30,000 by this Friday, June 12th. I need to find 9 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months, or give a one-time gift of $300, and another 5 listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months, or give a one-time gift of $600. Please, go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right and select the correct dollar amount. Don't forget to click on the box to make it a recurring donation if that's your wish. What would God have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, June 9th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.